Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Glory to God. Anybody say here excited to be in the house of God tonight? Amen. It's a privilege and an honor to be here. I don't take it lightly that I'm able to share a message with you guys today. Amen. I just thank God that he is constantly, first of all, I thank God for his word. You know, I think one of the greatest things that we have, I actually was listening to somebody talking about, if a relative that passed away left you a note, you would rush to go read it. You'd be like, oh, I got to see what they left me. But God did the same thing. He left his word. Obviously, he didn't pass away, but he left his word to comfort us. Amen. So I just thank God for his word. I thank God for the revelation and understanding of his word that only he can give to us. Amen. We're going to pray and we're going to get started and continue on God's expectations. Lord, I just thank you to God for another day, oh God. I thank you to God for health in our bodies, life in us, dear God. I pray to God that you would just continue to strengthen us spiritually, emotionally, physically. Dear God, I pray to God that your word would touch any area that we have today, oh God. We want you to be glorified. We pray, dear God, that you speak through this word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the church says, amen and amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and hop into. Today I'm going to talk about, last week I talked about, before I get into that, to today, I talked about being thankful, right? The keys to being thankful, this is is something that God expects. So when I look at these things that God expects, we have to be doing them, right? Now, I thank God that, well, I was looking at it as I was driving here today. I was just thinking in my mind how God allows, he gives us his expectations, but the power of when we actually do what he wants us to do. Imagine how that makes God feel, right? As you see your children, and some of you guys don't have children, but maybe your parents saw you, and when you did what they expected, they were excited, right? They were like, okay, they got it. And I believe God does the same thing with us. He gets excited because now you're moving forward into what God has set for you, amen? So as we go over these expectations, that's really what I want us to start thinking, okay, how can I make God happy? Right? One of the key things that God is going to say that's really going to show if we exceeded or did not do his expectations is when you get to heaven, he's going to say, either depart from me, you worker of iniquity, right? And that's, you don't want that one. Or he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, right? And then you actually look in certain scriptures that talk about the same type of thing, he's going to say, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me, right? When I was in need of shelter, you gave me shelter. And he's going to say, when you did it to the least of them, you have done it unto me, right? So opening up that scripture right there as I'm just sharing it, we look at the expectations that God has for us. And yet we have the thing that just went on, the hurricanes that have went on, the fires that have gone on. There's a lot of turmoil going on right now. But how are we lending a helping hand? We have to be the hands of God. Amen. I really believe that if the church can get together, we could do great and powerful things. But people get caught up and divisive over certain things. And sometimes when you collected money with certain people, money, the hands get greedy, right? But we have to make sure we are pleasing God. Say, I want to please God. If you want to please God, say, I want to please God. All right, this is very quiet right now. Come on, say, I want to please God. All right. Now, it's to me, I always talk about that. I think, you know, like coming to church is great. Reading the word and praying is great, but I really just want God to be happy with who I am. I want him to be like, that's my boy. I look at David, and I haven't even got into my message right now, but I look at David and how God, like, this is like the ultimate praise God has ever given to anybody. He said, David is a man after my own heart. Right? You guys get that? He is a man after my own heart. Man, that means that David found out a way to please God so much that God was like, that's my boy. That is my, I love David, right? Not only that, there's another guy in the Bible named Enoch. It said he pleased God so much that he didn't even have to die. God said, just come with me. I need you to come with me, man, because you please me so much, right? That's God being excited because these people are exceeding his expectations. And I believe this. We know that the scripture says that God is not partial, which means that God doesn't treat people differently. Okay? Catch this, though. If you please God, he's gonna be moved by it. If you are worshiping and praising God, he's going to be moved by it. It excites him. Right? Because that's what we were created to do. Not only that, guess what? When we are worshiping and praising God, it makes the enemy upset because it makes him remember what he was first created to do. And his main job is to stop you from praising and worshiping God. Not singing songs. You guys, you always hear me to say this. Praising and worshiping God, a lifestyle of that. Meaning, yesterday, what day was this? Friday, yeah, Friday. So I had the concert Friday. Woo! Friday was a crazy day for me, okay? So I'm going to share it with you guys. This is not an Uber story, but it felt like it, okay? So I told my mom, hey, I got to go get the guy from the airport. He's flying in at such and such a time. So I dropped the two youngest girls off to my mom's house. I get to the airport, and his flight is not there. I'm texting him, sending him messages. Hey, bro, you good? Have you landed? And to make a long story short, I ended up staying at the airport waiting for him for 2 hours, okay, with little cell. And I held him. He got to drive a little bit. Not really. At least got to touch the steering wheel. But what I'm saying is, I was there waiting. He finally gets here, and I'm like, oh, man, what happened? And he was like, I was supposed to arrive at this time, which was different than the time they gave me. And I was like, man, your people told me you was going to be here an hour and a half ago. No, this is all West Coast time, so there was no confusion on the time. His manager gave me the time that he actually left Sacramento. So I was waiting, so I was like, okay. Well, I kept a good attitude. I wasn't tripping at all. I'm thankful I had a bottle for the little guy, so he was good. So anyway, we go from there, and we go to the hotel. I'm like, oh, yeah, we just get you a hotel. Let's go to the spot, and let's get you in. The person that booked the hotel for him didn't complete the booking. So we're waiting for him. Takes about an hour to get this stuff filled out. While I'm there, I find out I have a flat tire, right? And my car doesn't have a spare, which is really bad. They have these inflatable things that you can only run on for 100 miles, right? So, and it was down to the ground. There was a nail in it. Nail in there. So I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? So I call my tire company, and I'm like, hey, I'm coming in right now. I got a flat. They're like, it's first come, first serve. So if you get here, you can get in. Nobody is here right now, right? I pull up. Two people get there before me. And within 3 minutes, right? So I'm like, oh, man. So I ended up just pumping the air in. Thank God it held the air because it was a very slow leak. For some, I don't know how it went out so fast, but it actually is holding. So I had to go pick up my kids because the flight was later than what it was supposed to be, right? So now I got to go. I got the artist with me. We got to go get the kids, and he needs to get a haircut. So we're ripping and running. Hey, you guys, his faces is funny. This is just half my day. I'm not even done. So then I'm like, he gets his haircut. Precious just got off. I'm out of the bottle because I only had one because I didn't think it was going to take this long, right? So I'm like, I got to go get Precious now. So we swing and get Precious downtown, take him to his hotel, go back, pick up the other kids from my mom's house and drop the older kids off at my mom's house. She could deal with them. My mom was like, what's going on? Where are you at? Come get these kids from me. Then after that, we went and picked up both artists for the event, and the event was a great event. But up until then, man, it was nonstop running around. Now, I say all that to say sometimes things don't go our way, right? Sometimes they just don't go. We wish it would just go, I go to point A. If I got another part, go to point B, straight to point B, and I'm done, right? I felt like I hit a home run and had to run the bases like 7 times to get the home run. But I did not allow this to affect my attitude. I shared it with the other artists about it, and they were like, man, bro, hey, you're actually keeping a good attitude about all this. I was like, man, there's nothing I can do about it. Sometimes you just got to go with it, right? And I just thank God that I'm learning not to allow certain things to detour me from keeping my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen? And when I say that, I really believe that it is our job and our duty to not allow distractions, somebody say distractions, keep us from focusing on who God is. Because life is full of distractions. Right? You plan certain things, they don't work. And unfortunately, how many of you ever got mad at God when something bad happened in your life? Right? We tend to blame God when we don't realize that the Bible says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come to give us, help me out, life and life more abundantly. But Christians, we feel like if something bad happens in our life, we must blame God. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. So if a Christian is like, man, God, what are you doing? How about somebody that's not even saved? Of course they're going to blame God. They don't even believe in the devil. And I'll say this. Even when things go bad in our life, sometimes it's not even the devil. Sometimes it's us. We weren't obedient. We tried to do it on our own. The Bible says many are the plans of a man, but it's the plans of the Lord that will succeed.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Many times we put plans out. We map them out. We have them directed out. Let me do this here. All right, I'm going to do that. It's looking good. Oh, man, this is a foolproof plan, right? Start working it. Oh, man, what happened? It's not working. God, why did you? Instead of consulting God first. Now, check it out. I've done some things in my life, and I didn't really pray about them, but I just felt like it was a good move. Right? Oh, man, I'm smart. I know enough. And as time passed on some of those moves I made, I realized God was trying to tell me this ain't the right move. But we ignore that, right? I had a friend, and I'm not going to say who this friend was, but right before they got married, they said God told them not to marry that person. Right? But he's like, man, I'm here at the wedding. It's too late now, right? No, it's not. He still got time. But he tried to reason it. He tried to reason with it. Maybe I'm just tripping. And guess what? At that time, that person did not really know how to clearly decide to hear God's voice. But guess what? Years happen. Things happen. And he realized it wasn't the right choice. What am I telling you today? I'm telling you to not allow your plans to go just by you. And we don't run plans through God. We say, God, show me what I need to do. Because some of us get in the habit of, God, can I do this? Oh, okay, cool. What about this, Lord? Hey, I got an idea. God, can I do this? God, okay, yeah, okay, praise the Lord. When you're not saying, God, what do you want me to do? God, what is your expectations for my life? You know what? You could be busy doing things for God that you miss where God actually wants you to be. I'm going to say that again. You can be busy doing things for God. Like, man, I'm going to do this. Why? For God, I got to do this. I really feel an urge in my spirit to do this. I got to do. You can be so busy doing that and miss the exact same thing God wants you to do. Busy with distractions. Now, let's go to my first scripture of the day. I've been given a lot of scriptures, but let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. I think I'm only going to talk on this today. And this is honoring God. Somebody say honoring God. God always expects us to honor God. And we can even look at some of the things I talked about earlier. Praising God with our heart, mind, body, and our soul, right? It's very important. But guess what? There is honor and there is dishonor. And I'm going to go to Romans chapter 1 because I believe that Romans chapter 1 verse 18, Michael, it really paints the picture pretty clear on what God is expecting. And in this scripture, as we get here, this is for people that did not do what God expected. All right? It says, for the wrath of God. Now, let me stop right there, because the wrath of God is not just God being angry. Right? It's not just God being angry. When God has wrath, that means he's doing something about his anger. Okay? It says this, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Listen to that. Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So God's expectation is not to suppress the truth, right? We can see that. We can flip it and say, God does not want you to, if you don't want the wrath of God, then you should not suppress the truth and you should not live an unrighteous life. Now we know, I always say it very clear, righteousness comes from God, us accepting Christ in our life, but also honoring him with our life. I heard somebody, me and my wife were having a conversation with a brother and his wife about how many people will say, God, save me, Jesus, save me, but they're not going to say, you can't be my Lord, though, right? You don't be my Lord, but just save me, because I'm in a fix right now. God, can you save me, right? I'm trapped. Lord, I need a savior. But God, and this is what I tell people when we do street ministry. Yeah, you might have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior or Savior, but have you made him Lord? Right? Now, when we think of Lords, we got to remember what they actually are. We don't call people Lords today, really, right? But a Lord is somebody, if you had a Lord in your life, you couldn't do anything unless they said you could. Matter of fact, if you didn't do things, there would be repercussions for that, right? There were some people that had Lords, and the Lord allowed them to work their field. And if they didn't work the field, they wouldn't get any food from the Lord. And if they didn't do that, the Lord would kick them out. Right? Now, I've seen scriptures in the Bible where the same thing happens. People get comfortable. They were saved, but they didn't allow God to be their Lord. Verse 19 says, before that, it says, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. What are we talking about in this one? God is showing everybody who he is. God is revealing himself to everyone. But it says, because they suppress the truth, they won't know who he is. So, on the flip side, if God manifests himself to him, we have to honor who he is. Amen? For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, this is how he shows who he is, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. You ever talk to somebody that said, you ask them, you believe in God? I believe in a higher power. Right? I believe that there's something. And they try to get really intelligent when they say that. There has to be something, because nothing couldn't have made this. Right? It's not rocket science. But what are they doing? They're denying the fact that God is God. And they're trying to figure it out with their mind. When he's revealed himself to them, because they are saying out of their own mouth, there has to be something. Now, if you start poking at that, there has to be something. You start seeing why they don't actually believe in that something. I had an Uber ride. Here we go, Uber story. Where somebody asked me what I do. I said, oh, yeah, I do Christian music. I'm a pastor, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, okay. I used to go to church. I used to do that. Man, I was heavily involved. And then he went on and said something else. And, you know, after people say that, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. So I asked him, so what do you believe about God now? Oh, I don't really believe in him like that anymore. I was like, what happened? And, you know, the story is somebody did something. Not God, but somebody did something. And it made him run from God. Right? Now, God didn't do it, but somebody did. And he was hurt by that. And because of that, even though he knows that God is real, he doesn't want to call him by that name. He wants to find, oh, so now I just believe that there's something. That's what he said at the end. Now I just believe that there's something. But it says that we should see the power of God, and it says the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21 says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful. We talked about that last week. We must be thankful. But because of their futile, because, but because, I'm sorry, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they become fools and change the glory of incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creepy things. There's a lot of creeps going on. A lot of creepy things going on. It says, therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creator, create the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You guys can continue to read that for more in Romans chapter 1. But when we look at this, this is what happens when we dishonor God. We have to honor God with our life, y'all. We have to get to a place where God is honored above everything, where we reverence Him and where we make Him Lord. That is what God is asking of us. Amen. I'm going to stop there today. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for your word. I pray to God that you would allow this word to impact, change us. God, forgive us for dishonoring you in any way. Lord, we want you to be glorified in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.